Exercise 2, page 53. Speaker 1.
To me, it's all about preserving habitats, really. We need to give special status to the habitats of threatened species so they can be safe from human activities like hunting and deforestation. This way, we can enable wildlife to live, reproduce, and thrive. It's not just about the animals, it's about maintaining a healthy balance in essential ecosystems. By giving biodiversity a chance, we can improve conditions on the planet so that all species can have a future.
Speaker 2.
If you ask me, sustainable land use is something we should all be thinking about. It's all about using our land in ways that can meet our needs without harming nature. Think of approaches like organic agriculture, for instance, which can minimize the harmful impact of crop production while still providing an income for local farmers. If we embrace these kinds of practices, we can not only promote biodiversity, but also reduce the effects of climate change. It's a win-win for both people and wildlife.
Speaker 3.
I think we should all try to take more personal responsibility when it comes to wildlife conservation. While it's certainly a worldwide issue, we can do our part to help, both as individuals and small communities. For instance, we can create wilderness areas in our gardens or public parks. By allowing plant life to take over in some small parts of our localities, we can create hotspots for a range of different plant and animal species, helping to increase their populations. Sometimes small actions like these can have significant impacts on wildlife in the long term.
Speaker 4.
Personally, I'd say that public awareness is one of the biggest challenges to conservation. Often, people simply don't know that a certain species in their area is endangered, or do not understand what effects their extinction would have on other species in the area. By teaching people about their local wildlife, however, we can help them to feel connected to their environment, meaning they will be more likely to take action. That's why awareness-raising campaigns are crucial, in my opinion. To make a real change, we need to educate and inspire the public.
Speaker 5.
As someone who works with wildlife, I understand that there isn't just one solution to the wildlife conservation issue. Instead, I think a combination of research, monitoring, and population management is the key. The first step is to study animal species to understand their behavior and place in the food chain. Then, through monitoring, experts can track changes in populations and determine the issues they're facing. Finally, once they've done that, they can use methods like captive breeding and population management to keep their numbers high and prevent extinction. It's the most logical approach, as far as I can see.